It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, and my name is Sarah Hollister, and I am here with my work wife, my best buddy, Katie Yarrow.
Hi. Thanks for tuning in again, everybody.
Everybody. Yeah, so we started this show because we wanted to bring awareness to nonprofits all over the interior. We wanted to shine a spotlight and really get behind the mission, find out what they do, how the community can help.
And why it's important.
Yeah. And they're all important.
What does it mean to us? Because even though you may not be served by any nonprofit, I mean, I promise you that you are. I promise you at some point you are. But even if it's not a visible need, I promise you that you know someone who is. Mm-hmm. And as we often realize, if someone is in need of one resource from one nonprofit, chances are they're going to need them from a couple. So we're kind of learning about what they all do and how they interact and overlap and hold up our Golden Heart community.
Yeah. And
whether it's through workforce or education or social services or entertainment or, you know, all these things that make Fairbanks, the Golden Heart City, an amazing place to live, help us survive those long, dark winters and hold each other up.
Yeah, that's right.
There.
That is right.
End of show.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Here we go.
Bye.
So if you've been listening to us for a while, you've heard us, you know, go around, interview people. But how much do you actually know about us?
Yeah. And you know, our pilot show was kind of an introduction, but that was a long time ago.
That was more
December,
than six
baby.
Months ago this point.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to touch back, you know, because what we do, you know, affects a lot of the community, and we affect a lot of the nonprofits in the community. And so finding out about us and finding out about what we do is also pretty important.
Yeah.
So
pretty important.
Katie.
Yeah.
What is the United Way's mission?
You know, our mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community.
So we want to improve lives by helping other people care. By mobilizing
sort of,
the caring power.
By encouraging, by inspiring, by educating.
Yeah.
Right? So, because one, you don't know what you don't know. Two, we all have something to give, regardless of the season of life we're in, our financial situation. Mm-hmm. We have something to give. We have something we can give back to improve the lives of our community. And if we all give a little, that can have a huge impact. It's almost like, I don't know, we're living united.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Living
Something
united.
Like that. Living united.
I mean, when we work together as a team, the whole community, when we come together to address the critical needs, that's when real change can happen. If we're
right.
trying to do it all alone, you're going to burn out.
Yep.
You know, we all need each other because we all need these services. Rich or poor, you're going to need a nonprofit. You go to the hospital, you need a nonprofit.
Yeah.
You know, so there's just so many ways that nonprofits in the community can, you know, impact
and
people
and yeah.
do things. And so you know, our mission is a kind of a big, vague mission, but that's because we can do so much with that. We want to be here to help, and we
yes.
want to inspire others to help. And
we need to be able to shift, you know, the needs of the community or the most prominent needs of the community. Those are going to change from year to year and over time. And we've been around quite some time, haven't we?
70 years next year.
That's right. We got a big anniversary coming, y'all. And
yeah.
We'll talk more about that
later. But
exactly. We need to be able to flex. And I think another maybe misconception of the United Way is that we're here to, you know, we don't necessarily support the individuals directly. We support the nonprofit community that supports the individual. So when people call us for help, we're referring you to the people who are, you know, doing that. But
and we like to keep our pulse on it. You know, we try to keep in touch with most of the nonprofits in town, find out what they're doing.
What are the new services?
You know, what new services? Because services change. You know, there may be a grant one year that might have help with rental assistance. And if that grant runs out, you know, who picks up that grant next? And it moves around. So keeping your pulse on these nonprofits and on these services is something that United Way has done for many years.
Yep.
And one thing that we will continue to strive to do.
Absolutely.
And especially in this changing federal landscape, not just federally, but in the state, as grants change and as things are, you know, what's looking like a reduction in a lot of the money coming in, there could be a reduction in services. There could be a big switch up in services.
Yep.
One place might not be able to provide services. So then that's going to leave a hole where another organization may have to step in and help. And yep. So keeping up with that can be a lot. That's our kind of our job. We try really hard to do that.
Yeah.
So that when you call or when you reach out to the United Way and you need help locating, you know, some kind of service, we're able to direct you
in the correct direction.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
So other than you know, helping people find resources, we also like to, there's three things that we really try to stand on, and that's give, advocate, and volunteer. And we can break that up for you. And if you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission.
With the United Way of the Tana Valley.
Featuring
Katie and Sarah.
From?
The United Way of the Tana Valley.
So it's a show a little bit about us
Fairbanks
today.
Fairbanks and Salcha.
Yeah. Hometown girls.
Hometown girls. Making good in the Golden
making
Heart
Making good
City.
In the hometown. So give. Yeah. Let's dig into give. What we try to do when we say, you know, we try to inspire people to give, advocate, volunteer, we fundraise.
We do.
That is a huge part of the work we do. We speak to organizations. We speak to people.
We call them workplace campaigns.
Yep. Where, you know, we go into workplaces and we talk about the good work that nonprofits in our community do.
Yep. And through those, you know, historically, the traditional way of doing this is payroll deduction. You know, somebody can give, you know, if you give $5 out of every paycheck, we're looking at over $100 donation by the end of the year. But you're feeling it like a cup of coffee.
Yep.
Right. So it's like
you won't even notice it.
Maybe you can't do a one-time donation, or that seems a little hard to do at any one given time. But if you give a little over time, that gift adds up.
Mm-hmm.
And if multiple people do that, that adds up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, we try to educate when we go in there to those workplaces. You know, some workplaces are in their own bubble, and you know, they're not always aware of some of the services and some of the work that's being done. And so we try to really shed light on not only just great community, you know, nonprofits, but also the work that they do and what they do, and be able to be that kind of connector.
Well, and to shine a spotlight on it, mm-hmm. because quite often, you know, a lot of these organizations, especially a lot of our partner agencies, you know, they are spending their time doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
They are spending their time doing often hard work and heartbreaking work and heart-wrenching work. And, you know, these organizations don't always have a huge marketing budget or the budget to staff somebody to really be communicating out the work that they're doing.
Or fundraise.
And so that's where the United Way really comes in is, you know, we get to be a cheerleader
mm-hmm.
for these organizations. We get to learn about the work they do. We get to share it with the community. We get to spotlight it. We get to encourage it. We get to advocate on behalf of their needs. We get to kind of push out their marketing. And then for at least 15 of them mm-hmm. right now, we fundraise. We have the Community Care Fund, and that's where donations go.
Yeah.
So then we portion those out.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know what the Community Care Fund is, when we go around and ask for donations, a large chunk of that does go to our nonprofit partners. So we have 15, they're called partner agencies, mm-hmm. and they're 15 different nonprofit organizations that have applied and said, hey, we could use a little extra funding, unrestricted funding, which if you don't know what that is, that means funding without strings, that where we can give you money, them money, and they can spend it on their most pressing need at that moment. And a lot of these organizations that we support are grant funded, which means that they will have a lot of strings on some of the dollars that are given to them. Yeah. You know,
what very specifically those dollars can be used for.
But say, you know, your computer dies and you didn't put that in the grant and you weren't, you would have no way of paying for that.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And so when things happen, you know, one time I talked to a partner agency and they actually used the money they gave us to help their employees when they were going through a hardship. So, you know, they couldn't pay the most to their employees, but say an employee's car broke down or they had a life emergency, they were able to get some of that funds and help support their employees. And so those kind of things that you really can't write into a grant, you really can't ask the government to, you know, help this employee with a certain life skill, life thing that's going on, we're able as a community to step in with that money and say, hey, you can use this for whatever you think your organization needs at this moment.
And, or what it does need in an emergency situation.
And we have been told time and time again how important that money is to have that just kind of little extra funding for those days, that those rainy days.
Yeah, because nonprofits are still businesses. They still have to keep the lights on. They have to function. They have to run an office. They have to run payroll and employees and staffing. And then on top of that, do all the services that are necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, nope, nonprofits are businesses. They have to run as such, and they have a budget.
Yeah, and so we like to help them with that. You know, we can't fund their whole service, but yeah, we can give them that little extra padding so that, you know, when they need it, they can pull from it.
Absolutely.
So we talked about giving, and so advocating would be the next thing that we do. It's doing stuff like this. It's going on the radio. It's shining lights on people. It's going into workplaces.
Yes, it's going into workplaces and, you know, maybe bringing one of these partner agencies with us to really talk about what they do. Or, you know, picking the ones that, you know, depending on who the business is, we're like, you guys, you know, this probably aligns with what you did. Or because of who your workforce is, you probably have people who need these, you know, these organizations. Now, whether that's, you know, you have a lot of families and you guys probably go to the Children's Museum, whether this is maybe an aging staff and it's like, you guys are going to be seniors soon. You should learn about the senior center or the health fair or, you know, anything. It's really important to just sort of let them know all the needs that exist in our community and how we can support them.
Yep.
You know, we've even, you know, as a typical of an answer as it is, we also, you know, we went and advocated in Juneau this year where we went down with the Food Coalition, who's working on food security, which is not a partner agency, but it's a pressing need in our state and in our communities. We went down with the Chamber because, again, nonprofits are business, but we got to be a representative of the nonprofit sector down in Juneau. So while we're working, you know, on advocacy priorities, we're also meeting with our legislators and letting them know, you know, why these services are necessary. Because as we talk about federal cuts, the state has to fund some of these. A lot of that state money comes federally. As those federal funds maybe become reduced in certain areas, the state is going to be expected to step up and fill that hole. And are they going to be able to do that?
Yeah.
Are they going to be able to? Are they going to be able to make those cuts? Are they going to understand the ripple effects if these cuts continue to exist and get deepened? And if we don't make those hard decisions early on, how much of a worse spot could our state be in?
Mm-hmm.
So educating them on that and making them aware, because again, you don't know what you don't know, and you could be the smartest person in the room, in the building, in the state. But if this isn't what you're educated in, if this isn't where you research and put your time and effort or even a piece of your decision making, you know, there can be big repercussions. So the whole point is to go down there and educate them about all the different facets of our state.
Yep. Yep.
For sure.
And before we go into commercial break, let's talk about our last pillar, which is volunteer.
Yes, volunteer. Because again,
yeah,
small budgets.
Yeah.
Volunteers help nonprofits run. They help them with the big lifts, sometimes the day-to-days.
You know.
And like we said during the give, we all find ourselves in different spots of life. And maybe you're a person who can't give $5 a paycheck. Maybe you're a person who can't even really afford $5 one time. You cannot do that right now. But you know what you probably can do? You can probably give a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a couple hours. Time is valuable.
Maybe it's giving somebody a ride. Maybe it's giving somebody, you know, Meals on Wheels. There's so many ways that you know, we can volunteer if you don't have necessarily funds to donate.
Yes.
You can, or you just have a lot of time and funds, whichever yeah. one. Many of these nonprofits, not only do they need just a little more funds, they also need help. They also need volunteers because sometimes the work is heavy and yeah. you know, lots
or
of.
Or sometimes it's just busy.
Busy.
Like there's an event. Maybe they need ushers for their play. Maybe they need someone
yes.
to pack up books because
sometimes
they're moving locations,
yeah.
Literacy Council. Maybe it's packing up food boxes for the elderly or for the food bank or for TCC. There's so many different things, and volunteers, those can be long-term commitments where you really fall in love with an organization and you see them regularly. Those can be one-offs where it's like, hey, we just have this one-time need. Can you give 2 hours?
Can be board members.
Can be board members.
Yeah. Board. Once a month for a few hours, come to a meeting, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Or committees.
Or committees. So 100%. Many, so many ways you can volunteer. And before we go, tell us how someone could sign up to be a volunteer.
Oh, you can go to UnitedWayTanaValley.com/volunteer, or if you go to the homepage, click on volunteer under support.
Yeah.
And you just sign up. We have a really easy form that just gives us your email, and we send out the needs as they are brought to us.
Yep. And if you're a nonprofit,
there's also a form saying we need volunteers, and you can give me all the information of whether this is a one-time need, an ongoing need, and who to connect with so we can remove ourselves as the middleman. And if you're an organization with a group wanting to do a volunteer activity, please just call our offices.
Yeah.
Just call the United Way. And we will reach out to our partners and find out who has a need for your 5, 10, 15 people at 3 p.m. on a Thursday.
Yep, that's right.
We will match you.
All right. So this is Behind the Mission with the United Way, interviewing the United Way. And stick around. When we come
back,
we'll talk about some programs, some of the other drives we do.
And
all
what's
right.
coming up in fall.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley is proudly sponsored by the Rotary Club of Fairbanks. Looking for a way to make a difference right here in the interior? The Rotary Club of Fairbanks is where neighbors, leaders, and doers come together to create lasting change. From supporting youth programs to community improvement projects, Rotary is all about service above self. Want to make a bigger impact? Join us at one of our weekly meetings. Learn more about how you can get involved by visiting our Facebook page, The Rotary Club of Fairbanks.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get Behind the Mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska.
Welcome back.
Thanks for staying with us. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And if you're just tuning in, this is a time when we get behind the mission of many of the nonprofits in our community. But
yeah.
today,
We're getting behind ourselves.
We're getting behind ourselves because, you know, what we do is important. And if you're like, what is, you know, we get asked that a lot. Like,
what is the United Way?
The United Way? We know you're in the community. We know you help people. But what is it that you do? And so we were able to talk about how we advocate for, we give, we advocate, and we volunteer, and what that means through fundraising, through education, through connecting volunteers to volunteer projects.
Right, and inspiring the community to join us.
Yep.
In those efforts. Because living united helps us all thrive.
United is the way.
United is the way.
Mm. United is the way. Okay.
That's catchy. I like that.
So we also run several great programs. One of our bigger programs that we took on about 2 years ago is the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition.
Yes.
And so they are housed under us, which just fits right into our mission statement, because what they focus on is wellness in the community as a holistic wraparound approach. So, yes. You know, they focus on drug misuse and suicide prevention,
which are huge issues in our community.
Yeah. But they live in the preventative field, which means that they are at that point where, how do we keep people from feeling those ways or from going down those dark paths? How do we stop it before it starts?
How do we meet them ahead of the curve when these feelings, this isolation, this loneliness, mm-hmm. sometimes depression, all these things, when those are just starting, how do I identify and how do we like catch them at the fork in the road, mm-hmm. and make sure that they have the tools and resources that they need to make those hopefully healthier decisions. Yeah.
And you know what the secret is on that?
Tell me.
Connection.
What?
Connection. It's all about connection. And you know, but that's easier to say than do, because
100%.
Feeling connected to your community, feeling connected to each other can be hard here. Can be hard with these cold nights, when it gets cold. You know, it's really easy to feel connected in the summer. But in the winter, it can be harder. It's harder to leave the house. It's harder to, you know, you don't have the sun. And so that can affect people.
There's maybe not quite as many gatherings if you're not already part of groups and organizations that stabilize those.
I mean, I know I hibernate in the winter.
Yeah.
You will see me way more in the summer. And so fostering those connections and fostering those things and having, you know, activities and ways for people to connect to each other is what everyone in this preventative field tries to do.
Right.
Because if you have somebody that you're connected with and you're feeling these ways, or you're having, you know, you're going down a dark path, but you have someone you feel connected to, chances are, it'll feel less. You'll be able to get out of that. And so that's what the Fairbanks Wellness, you know, in a nutshell does.
Yeah. And they're fully grant funded. So actually, when you donate to the United Way, those dollars aren't going to that program. That's currently a grant funded program.
That is a grant funded program. Yeah. But some of the other things we do is our drives.
Yes, which we partner with Alaska News Source, locally KTVF, and KFXF, I believe.
Yep.
Sorry but, if I misquoted, yep. but they are drives that we partner with them. The United Way is the distribution partner, so they seek sponsorships and coordinate all the location drop-offs, and then everything comes to the United Way because they know that we are the ones who are going to be able to help get that out to those most in need.
Yep. Yeah, and so one drive we have coming up.
We are in the midst. It kicked off on Monday.
We are in the midst. And what is that drive?
That's the fill of the bus school supply drive, because
we know it's still
summer. Summer is not over. Do not panic. However,
school is
right around the corner.
And we got to get those supplies. Right now, they're all on sale. Dollar crayons, all the things.
Go pick them up.
Go help people.
You know what? Go pick them up now. Or if you have two school supplies right now, if you have a pack of pencils and a pack of crayons, it's probably 11:45 right now. You know what you can do? You can head to the Tanana Valley State Fair today and meet us at one of the mini gates with our friends at GVA. They are doing a school supply drive to get into the fair from noon to 3.
For free, right?
If you bring two school supply items, or I believe they will also accept a donation that we can take and then go use to purchase school supplies as a free pass into the fair.
Yep.
So, yeah. So 12 to 3 today.
Come over. But that goes on
until August.
Right?
August.
Till school starts.
It goes on about, the week before school starts. It ends that Monday so that we have time to get the items out to the students so that every student, no matter who they are, their family situation, whether they're in foster care, every student can show up to their first day of school confident.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is, it's hugely important. And I think, again, people don't understand. Some of these families who have many, many kids, some of these kids who are in foster care or transitioning homes or maybe houseless at this time, showing up to the first day of school fully prepared, having all your things, knowing what you need, and not feeling less than, not feeling unprepared, not having that anxiety that's surrounded by not having everything that you need while seeing everybody around you have it, that is hugely impactful to the success of those students and making sure that they have a successful school year. Yep. So we're here to help make sure that every student has a great first day of school.
A great first day. And there's some needs that you might not think of. So if you're like, okay, I get the pencils and the pens, you know what else they need? Shoes. That was a big thing last year of... You know, needing, you know, just some gift cards from one of the shoe shops.
Yeah.
You know, go get some low dollar gift cards and that can be dispersed to kids. Because if you've got four kids, then they're all, you know, they need 2-3 pairs of shoes a year just because they grow out of them.
Well, or
at times.
You have to have the PE shoes that you can't use for anything else than gym.
Yep. So that is a big need I know that we're going to focus on this year.
Absolutely.
Just because we're running out of time, let's touch base. We've got a coat drive coming up. So if you're cleaning out your closet, you want to get rid of some of those coats, put them to the side. We take your coats and all your warm weather clothes. So coats, hats,
snow
boots,
pants,
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, anything to keep you warm.
Children all the way to adults.
Yep. We'll do that.
As these cold months roll in, we need to make sure that our community is taken care of. They're warm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that they're protected from the elements. And then...
We got the toy drive
close
to Christmas, around November, December. We like to put our feelers out, get toys for all the kids and make sure all the families.
Sure those are getting out to the organizations that serve children and families in need. Again, you know, Santa's got to visit everybody.
Yep. All right. We got about 2 more minutes or so.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the stuff coming up. We have a new campaign that we'll be kicking off.
Yeah.
On September
9th.
September 9th.
Tuesday. At the Chamber. Luncheon.
And if you've never been to the Chamber luncheon, can anybody go?
Anybody can go to this.
Anybody can go.
You can pay as a member. You can pay as a non-member. And you know what? Our campaign kickoff, it's a good time.
So fun.
So we're releasing our new campaign video. We're talking about the work we've done, the work that we plan to do.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you know, we're going to be looking towards our 70th anniversary. So we're going to be taking like a big look back at everything that we've done and the iterations we've been through.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know what else we do, you know, that's just a good time?
Hmm.
We have a dessert auction. We have a dessert auction. We have some wonderful partners and friends and just
bakers.
People who love to bake. Yeah.
Yes.
I love friends who bake, don't you?
You're a friend who bakes.
I am a friend who bakes. But, you know, we have some beautifully donated desserts. We auction them off and, you know, we get some corporate matches. So far right now, our friends at Kinross are going to be doing a match, and we're going to see if we can find a couple more friends to join us in that. But it is the way that we kick off the campaign and we start raising those funds.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's kind of a combination of our end of year push to make sure that our thermometer hits our goal for this year while also kickstarting that thermometer for the next year.
Yep. And we are getting close to our time. So, Katie, how can people find out more about us?
You know, you can go to UnitedWayTanaValley.com. That's our new website. You can call us at 907-452-7211.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me just about anywhere in this
town.
You can find Katie all over the place.
Yeah,
you can talk to me anytime you want. Or, you know, if you have some ideas or things that you need or just want to learn more, you can even come to our offices. And we are upstairs in the Newsminer building at 200 Cushman Street.
Come by and see us.
Yeah, come see us. Take a look at that thermometer. See how we're doing.
Yeah. All right, Fairbanks and Interior Alaska. Don't want to leave anybody out.
Absolutely.
Fairbanks, North Star Borough.
Okay, Tanana Valley.
Yeah, Tanana Valley. There we go. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was Behind the Mission.
And we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley.
To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.